And I put here four different dispersion relations, not dispersion relations, density of states of different structures. This is gallium nitride. Here are the acoustic modes, and these are the optical modes. And the area under the acoustic modes has to be equal to the area under the optical modes, because gallium nitride has two atoms in the basis. That will make it a six by six matrix. And when I find the six frequencies associated with every K point, three of them will be acoustic modes, and three of them will be optical modes. So that means that every time I find an acoustic mode, I find an optical mode, and that gives me the same area underneath the acoustic modes and the optical modes. And for gallium nitride, the band gap is smaller, and this part, the optical part, is not so spread out in frequency. So I get a tall peak here and a broad peak there, but the area under the acoustic modes and the area under the optical modes should be the same. And then down here, I've got two HCP metals, magnesium and titanium. And HCP is got a hexagonal Bravais lattice with two atoms in the basis. So hexagonal close pack is a hexagonal Bravais lattice. There are two atoms in the basis. Like silicon also has two atoms in the basis. And that means there are acoustic and optical modes, but since the mass on the two positions are the same, there's no band gap. And you see density of states that look like this for these two materials.